It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Whether it's hiking, biking, or some other activity, outdoor recreation is big business. It can only get bigger with the rise in newer outdoor activities such as mud runs. A coalition of nonprofits in the region is proclaiming this the Summer of Outdoor Recreation. And here to tell us more about it is our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, welcome back. Always good to see you.
It's great to see you, Paul. And what a perfect day to talk about summer outdoor recreation. It's so beautiful. Isn't Pittsburgh always like this?
We should be doing this show outside.
I think so, right.
But for now, we're inside. So let's think about what we can do outside.
Okay.
And let's first talk about the two trails between Pittsburgh and D.C.
So this is really big news, and a lot is happening right now with that. So let's talk about how long the trails are. There's a bike trail between Pittsburgh and Washington, D.C., and it's really the combination of two trails that intersect in Cumberland, Maryland. It's the Great Allegheny Passage, which connects Pittsburgh to Cumberland, and the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal, which connects Cumberland to Washington, D.C. So there are 150 miles of the gap, that's the Great Allegheny Passage, which are converted railroad tracks that's kind of wind its way through the mountains of Pennsylvania. And the C&O Canal Trail is really, used to be a towpath that was used by merchants to pull barges full of freight from the Chesapeake Bay to customers up the Potomac Valley, and it's about 184 miles long. So you add them together, it's about 335 miles, which is a long distance. What's really exciting is there's a great event called Point Made, which is on June 15th at Point State Park, where there's going to be a big ribbon cutting and a celebration because the two trails are really being unified, and there's going to be a big ride all the way from D.C. to Pittsburgh. And so I think what a great way to start the summer and outdoor recreation.
And people have been looking forward to getting on this particular trail for a long time.
They really have, and it's come in fits and pieces, and business has grown along the trail, and now you'll really be able to connect, and the ride is about 35 to 60 miles a day, and you stayed at these great little inns and bed and breakfasts, and what a wonderful accolade for Pittsburgh, and what a fun time.
And how are these trails economic drivers in Pennsylvania?
When you really look at it, trail user spending has been tallied into three categories. So there's soft goods, which is food and drinks, durable goods such as bikes and shoes, and then overnight accommodations. Indirect benefits include things like health and avoided pollution, those kind of things, which aren't estimated as much. But according to the Great Allegheny Passage Economic Impact Study, and we have a lot of these on your website so people can go see them, approximately 800,000 trips were taken along the Greater Allegheny Passage annually. So 76 new businesses just opened over the last couple of years. A number of jobs have been created. Some people travel just for a short time, and others go on multiple day trips. There's a really cool cycle shop in Confluence that proudly displays the hometowns of all the cyclists who have stopped going through this town. And they used to just have a little small map, but now they have like a whole shop and a globe adorned with thumbtacks representing worldwide visitors. So I think that's so cool.
And what are the benefits of the outdoor recreation industry to the overall economy?
When you think about it, the numbers are big, and you know I really like the numbers, and you do too. So there are more than 140 million Americans who make outdoor recreation a priority in their daily lives, and they're really proving it with their wallets. So at the core of the outdoor recreation economy is really the outdoor consumer with diverse interests, things that we really look at from everything from outdoor dirt bikes and backpacks and boats and skiing and hunting and fishing. Those are all the different outdoor activities. You can look at people of all genders, shapes, sizes, ethnicities, and income level. And it's really looked upon as outdoor recreation is no longer thought to be a nice to have, but really a must have, as leaders across the country are realizing really the undeniable economic, social, and health benefits. So it provides, when you look at this outdoor recreation, 6.1 million American jobs, $646 billion in outdoor recreation spending each year, close to $40 billion in federal tax revenue, and close to $40 billion in state and local tax revenue. So that's a tremendous amount of money, Paul.
Is this a growing area, outdoor recreation?
It certainly is. And when you look at the impact of it on a local and then national level, you can see what's happening is it's creating jobs, it's creating business opportunities. For Pittsburgh specifically, it's bringing tourists to the greater Pittsburgh area. In Pennsylvania, outdoor recreation generates close to $21 billion in spending. I mean, that's just in Pennsylvania. So we know that it really is big business, but it's big business in a great way.
And, of course, years ago, there weren't as many people engaging in these activities for whatever reason. We may just have been a more sedentary society, but now are more and more people getting on bikes, wanting to go hiking? Just is this a growing industry from the standpoint of the consumer?
It definitely is. And when you look at the dollars, because we always want to look at the dollars to correlate with activity, in Pennsylvania alone, as I said, you're seeing the generation of close to $22 billion in spending. You're seeing close to $2 billion in tax revenues. In Pennsylvania, we see close to 220,000 jobs being created. Wages and salaries are close to $8 billion. And visitors to state parks are spending, and this is close to $800 million, with local businesses also being impacted. So you're seeing second and third trickle-down effects. And so it really is making a difference. Parks and recreational areas also increase property values of nearby locations, and that's very important. And the gear that people spend. I mean, people buy stuff on gear. I love gear. I mean, everybody now, you have to have all the stuff, right, Paul? So
different shoes. And
right.
For every little single event.
Yes. I mean, you can't wear your walking shoes if you're going hiking, can you? Now think about that, really. You have to have hiking shoes. So, and you need fishing waders, and you need tents and vehicle purchases and RVs and snowmobiles and all-terrain vehicles. I mean, really.
And stuff to plug in your
electronic devices.
Go camping.
I mean, really. So I think as a consumer culture, we've taken a lot of those consumer habits and brought them to the outdoors.
And I want to go back to a statement that you made earlier where you said that this was once, you know, it would be nice to have this, but now every area like Pittsburgh and the vicinity says this is something we must have. There's too much money not to take advantage of this.
Right. That's exactly right. And entities, both state and local and certainly national, are realizing that if we don't get it on the bandwagon, we're really missing out. We're missing out on bringing tourists. We're missing out on the generation of local economy. We're missing out on bringing people to Pittsburgh and attracting them as a destination to both visit and to live. And also from the health benefits, I think more and more people are realizing that if daily activity is not a part of your life, it's very difficult to maintain the multifaceted lives that we all live. And certainly the health messages are so profound. So the answer is definitely it's so important.
We're talking with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris. She's director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Let's talk about some specific outdoor sports and recreation in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Well, we talked about the bike trail, which has just been a wonderful thing. And if you haven't been a part of that, please make sure that you really get going with that as soon as possible. But when you think about Pittsburgh, and we again have a number of sites available up on your website, you can do everything from biking and cycling to bird watching to boating to crewing to hiking to backpacking, skiing, inline skating, rock climbing. These are all available, and there's so many different organizations locally. Bike Pittsburgh, Friends of the Riverfront, the Progress Fund, which has lots of information about the trail towns, the Three Rivers Rowing Association, Venture Outdoors. These are just a few that I have here, and we have many more. But it's really a huge compilation of activities in our area.
And how do you see this? Is it only going to expand and grow in the coming years?
I really think it is. And I think as baby boomers are aging and becoming more active, that group is certainly going outside. And then we see their children doing the same thing. And it's interesting because the outdoor recreation economy grows long after consumers purchase the gear and the vehicles. So what happens is then they spend money on day and overnight trips. They have travel-related expenses such as airfare, rental cars, lodging, campgrounds, groceries. And so you see the spend continuing if you pay for river guides and outfitters and ski lessons and entrance fees. So it's really nice to see that is being supported. And then when you go into a national park, which are cared for by land managers and park rangers and nonprofit organizations and volunteers, that's another whole different economic spend. So we're really affecting a big part of the economy.
And will it continue when the weather, I mean, right now it's fun to think about outdoor activities because it's a beautiful day, but you know, in a few months from now, then what happens? Is there a drop-off?
Well, we're really seeing the seasons are getting longer, and we're pushing season-specific traveling. So when fall comes, we have all these fall activities that are planned in the whole Laurel Highlands region surrounding us. We go right into winter, and so there are certainly winter activities. And you need more gear in the winter. Think about it, Paul. So you're going to head right to the winter gear store. So there's no lack of opportunity to do the purchasing, and there's lots of different gadgets. I mean, everything that people can wear to track their calories. I mean, so many different ways that people can stay active and stay involved.
So it doesn't have to be as beautiful as it is today, but today would be a great day
to
go,
start.
Yes, to go for a hike.
Yes.
Rebecca Harris is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, and she is our business contributor joining us here in Studio A. Rebecca, as always, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.